Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton for your Thursday morning practice report. You know what week it is. It's a chance for the Patriots to bring home a hat and a t-shirt. If they win over the Dolphins on Sunday, they would clinch the AFC East and also earn a playoff spot. So a big game for both teams this weekend. Now the Pats are bringing practice inside the bubble for the second straight day this week, presumably to try and simulate the heat that's going to be expected in South Beach. Of course, a lot of the players talked this week that there really is no perfect way to simulate that, but it's a lot better than being outside in the freezing temperatures that are here in Foxborough. Now let's get to the news of the day. Nate Solder was missing on Wednesday. He returned to practice today. He was listed on the injury report with a concussion. The only player missing today is wide receiver Aaron Dobson. Now the receiving corps is dealing with some injuries right now with Kenbrell Tompkins and Dobson, but Tompkins out here on the practice field. Dobson still the lone player not spotted out here this morning. And of course, there has been no shortage of ball security drills as the Patriots start practice here with the media in attendance. They were getting to work on that first thing this morning. And also, there were some number changes this week. The new tight end, DJ Williams, has been given the number 45, so that's a little bit different and unique. That'll do it from inside the bubble this Thursday. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.